Good morning. Today we're going to talk about Earth's interior. Direct observation of Earth's interior has been limited to the upper few kilometers that can be reached by drilling, so scientists rely on indirect methods to study Earth at greater depths. For example, scientists have made important discoveries about Earth's interior through studies of seismic waves. Seismic waves are vibrations that travel through Earth. Earthquakes and explosions near Earth's surface produce seismic waves. By studying these waves as they travel through Earth, scientists have determined that Earth is made up of 3 major compositional zones and 5 major structural zones. First, we will talk about the compositional zones of Earth's interior, and then we'll talk about the structural zones within Earth's interior. Let's get started with our discussion about compositional zones of the Earth's interior. The thin, solid outermost zone of Earth is called the crust. The crust makes up only 1% of the Earth's mass. The crust beneath the ocean is called the oceanic crust. Oceanic crust is only about 5 to 10 kilometers thick. The part of the crust that makes up the continents is called the continental crust. The continental crust varies in thickness from 15 to 80 kilometers. Continental crust is thickest beneath high mountain ranges. The lower boundary of the crust, which is named for its discoverer, is called the Moho discontinuity. The mantle, the thin layer that underlies the crust, is denser than the crust. The mantle is nearly 2,900 kilometers thick and makes up almost 2/3 of the Earth's mass. The center of the Earth is a sphere whose radius is about 3,500 kilometers. Scientists think it is the center of the sphere called the core. Is composed mostly of iron and nickel. We also have the structural zone of Earth's interior. The 3 compositional zones that we just talked about of Earth's interior are divided into 5 structural zones. The uppermost part of the mantle is cool and brittle. This part of the mantle and the crust above it make up the lithosphere, a rigid layer 15 to 300 kilometers thick. Below the lithosphere is a less rigid layer known as the asthenosphere. The asthenosphere is about 200 kilometers thick. Because of enormous heat and pressure, the solid rock of the asthenosphere has the ability to flow. The ability of the solid to flow is called plasticity. Below the asthenosphere is a layer of the solid mantle rock called the mesosphere. As a depth of 2,900 kilometers lies the boundary between the mantle and the outer core. Scientists think the outer core is a dense liquid. The inner core begins at a depth of 5,150 kilometers. The inner core is a dense, rigid solid. The outer core and the inner core together make up nearly 1/3 of Earth's mass. And that is our discussion for today of Earth's interior. It contributes 1/5 of the heat flowing to you and me. It's liquid metal that violently flows. So let it settle when you're ready, let me.